This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, a little warmer than normal. Partly sunny today, scattered showers and thunder showers in the forecast for the afternoon. 40% chance of rain. Our high today, about 88 degrees. In the wake of academic and athletic scandals, UNC is now in a unique position to turn negatives into positive and rewrite the role of athletics in the university life. Provost Jim Dean, UNC's chief academic officer, in his first months in the position, said the process of examining academic support for student-athletes has already begun. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's clear that there's some areas where we haven't done as well as we should have. And so what we want to make sure here is that we really have a very thorough, a rigorous framework, and frankly a transparent framework that we can use for everything that we're doing with student-athletes.
Dean took over as UNC's provost on July 1st, replacing Bruce Carney, who returned to the faculty after 4 years in the position. Carney and former Chancellor Holden Thorpe led the university through tumultuous times in the midst of an NCAA investigation of the university's football program that subsequently revealed irregularities in the African American and Afro-American Studies Department. As former dean of UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School, Dean watched as Carolina's senior leadership dealt with the blows of the past scandals. He said the controversies have been reported thoroughly, and as a result, there may have been a misconception about how wide-reaching the academic scandals were.
If you added up all of the things that people have talked about over the last few years in terms of the number of people that it's touched, it's actually a really small number of people. And again, I'll emphasize that there's 800 or so student-athletes, and you know, we're talking about a relative handful. And if you talk about courses, it's the same thing. Or if you talk about faculty that have been involved in any of this, we're talking about really, really small numbers. You know, in a university that has 30,000 students and 3,000 professors.
Dean said in just a few short months, he has formed a strong relationship with Carolina's new batch of leaders, including Chancellor Carol Foltz and Bubba Cunningham, now 2 years into his role as Director of Athletics. Together, the three have already begun work as the Student-Athlete Academic Working Group.
I think it's natural that when you have that many new people that will come in and look around and say, we have inherited a wonderful university, certainly among the top universities in the country, but there's always more that you can do and ways to make things better. So I do think that some of the problems we've had probably have inspired us to dig a little deeper and try a little harder to make sure that we're doing every possible thing we can to live up to the standards of the institution.
Other members include Michelle Brown, who joined the university last spring as the director of the Academic Support Program for Student-Athletes, and Stephen Farmer, vice provost for enrollment and undergraduate admissions. Dean said the group will also examine student-athlete recruitment, admission, and advising processes.
It's important for me to say that as provost, I have responsibilities for the academic lives, well, really of all students, and including student-athletes, but I'm working closely with Bubba Cunningham as the athletic director, who has responsibility for the student-athletes as athletes. But we have a great partnership that we're using to work together.
In a large-scale operation such as UNC, Dean said it is impossible to control every aspect, but examining current processes is a starting place for improvement.
Whenever you're dealing with people, you can't really make any guarantees in any sphere of life. But, you know, all really well-run organizations have a way that they do things.
In April, work also began on a college athletics roundtable discussion commissioned by Holden Thorpe and led by Hunter Rowlings, president of the Association of American Universities. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Taking the Dream Home rally in Chapel Hill today. More on that story and others coming up in a moment. WCHL News Time, 6:11.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snaps to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddleup. All season long.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
69 degrees, 613 at WCHL. The North Carolina NAACP is taking the Dream Home Rally, an event to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, is happening this evening starting at 5:30 in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street, downtown. Speakers include former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, lawyer Ty Hunter, and Paige Johnson of Planned Parenthood. Similar events are going on simultaneously in the state's 12 other congressional districts as well. The rallies are also a continuation of this summer's Moral Monday protest in Raleigh, which resulted in more than 900 arrests in the General Assembly. Thousands gathered then, and taking the Dream Home organizers hope the same energy will carry over to today's event. If you'd like more information about the rally in Chapel Hill, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL's Rachel Nash will have a full recap tomorrow morning on the WCHL Morning News, and also tomorrow afternoon. President Barack Obama will join former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton at the Lincoln Memorial today to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. President Obama says he considers the 1963 March and the Martin Luther King Jr. I Have a Dream speech a seminal event. He says the anniversary is a good time to reflect on how far the country has come and how far the country still has to go. We'll bring you President Obama's remarks today, live in the 3 p.m. hour. And joining us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Senator Kay Hagan will join us to talk about the March on Washington, as well as North Carolina's new voting law. State Senate hopefuls will meet with Democratic Party officials tonight to discuss how to fill Ellie Kinnaird's empty seat. In the week and a half since Kinnaird resigned, seven candidates have put their names forward to be appointed to represent District 23, encompassing Orange and Chatham counties. Whomever fills that vacancy will serve the remainder of Kinnaird's term, which ends in December of next year. The candidates are State House Representative Valerie Fouché, current Carboro Mayor Mark Chilton, former State Representative Alice Bordston, former Carboro Mayor Jim Porto, attorney Heidi Chapman, author Amy Tiemann, and author Lynn Hartzell. We'll meet tonight with members of the State Democratic Party's Executive Committee to make their cases to fill the vacancy and take questions from committee members. The meeting is open to the public, and attendees will have a chance to address the committee. Organizers have also outlined the process for nominations leading up to the formal vote to fill the seat, which is scheduled to take place September 8th. Tonight's information session starts at 7 o'clock at the old post office and courthouse in the corner of East Franklin and Henderson Street. That is after the big rally that takes place there. Well, the State of the Community report delivered yesterday by President and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carboro Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Nelson. That story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Time for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, and something special going on Friday afternoon from 2 until 6 at their Chapel Hill North store. Enjoy giveaways with prizes and learn how to save money on gas. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace with the special customer appreciation event on Friday. WCHL will be there. Cruisers, good to go. Traffic, not really happening so far this morning, but the situation will certainly change a little bit later on in the morning. And when it does, Rand Northam is here to report on it. In the meantime, if you spot anything that we're not reporting or if you're involved in anything, certainly let us know about it. 919-967-8363. We'll pass along the word to everyone else, and maybe you can save someone else some time. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 68 in Carborough, partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Chance of rain is 40%. Now tonight, a 50% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, 72. And then tomorrow, a better day, partly sunny with a 20% chance of a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm. And a high tomorrow, about 85. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
You're in your car, and your car, well, it takes more money from you than your kids. But you can't afford to cut your car's allowance. That's why you signed up for AutoZone Rewards, which helps you save money while you work on your car. So while the cost of raising kids can drive you crazy, at least you'll still be driving.
Sign up for AutoZone Rewards. It's free to join. Just spend $20 or more 5 times and earn $20 in store credit. Become a member today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Category Top 10 Things Never Before Said. These are phrases that you probably have never heard uttered by a Teamster member. Top 10 Things Never Before Said by a Teamster. And presenting tonight's Top 10 List in honor of Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome 10 members of Teamster Local 817. Come on out, everybody. Thank you very much. Nice to see everybody. Thank you very much for being here. All right, the category, Top 10 Things Never Before Said by a Teamster. Here's number 10, Tommy DeLellis. Tommy?
Does anybody know how to drive stick?
Yeah. Number 9, Alex Ortiz.
Who wants a skinny girl margarita?
Yeah, who does? Number 8, Cindy Tolan.
Overtime, schmovertime.
Number 7, Tommy Mealy.
Sorry I'm late. I was up all night twerking.
Yeah. That'll get the wind out of you. Number 6, Bear Schmidt.
Have a Teamsterific day.
Mm-hmm. Things never before said by a Teamster. Number 5, Ryan Bentley.
I get to meet Letterman and Anderson Cooper. Pinch me.
Yeah, that's right. Number 4, Kenny Gaskins.
Hey, boss, mind if I work on Labor Day?
Mm-hmm. Things never before said by a Teamster. Number 3, Gail Keller.
Where can I meet a nice burly fellow?
Mm-hmm. Number 2, Eric Klein.
Where can I meet a nice burly fellow?
Hey, wait a minute. I'll clear the auditorium. And the number 1 thing never before said by a Teamster, Vinny DeLellis.
Thank you, Trump University.
David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL, talking about Teamsters this morning.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight on the CBS Television Network.
Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
6:22. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. We're on the eve of one of the biggest Tar Heel football games ever, and despite very few pundits giving North Carolina much of a chance against the top 10-ranked SEC schools to the south, senior offensive tackle James Hurst says the Tar Heels are ready to turn some heads tomorrow night.
Definitely this year, it increases our sense of urgency. You know, we understand what's at stake, and we understand how big of an opportunity we have and what kind of stage we're going to be playing on. So I think it's increased the excitement level. All of you guys are ready for this game, and they want to show out on the national stage.
The bulk of the pressure of stopping the dynamic South Carolina defensive end, Jadeveon Clowney, will be put on Hurst's broad shoulders. He says he's prepared for the challenge.
It's definitely a lot of film study. You know, I definitely look at him as much as I can. Look at their defense as much as I can, try to get any tips or anything like that so I can get myself the mental edge. And obviously, you know, get my body back, get my legs back before the game, so I'm fully ready to go.
On the other end of the experience spectrum, unheralded redshirt freshman John Heck will be starting alongside the veteran Hurst on the offensive line. The understandably nervous Heck says he's looking to stay focused and not panic in his first start for the Tar Heels.
You know, all we can do is just watch film and, you know every move that he's got, and just prepare out here and practice as hard as we can, and, you know, just stay mentally focused out there, don't panic, and just play hard.
And how will young John Heck and his Carolina teammates handle the Richter scale red string noise from the 80-plus thousand ravenous South Carolina fans packed into Williams-Brice Stadium? Heck says the Tar Heels have a plan in place.
Well, they blast the music out here in practice. That's going to be a big factor, especially when we're calling plays at the line. So, you know, I'm going to have to hold hands with my guard in case I can't hear the snap count from the center, and just stay focused.
Heck says he senses his team is fired up and ready for the statement game. He says Carolina has to beat a team of this caliber to prove that it belongs to the upper echelons of the college game.
I think the statement we're trying to make is that, you know, we can hang with these top 10 teams, that we are one of the best teams in the country, that we can play fast, smart, physical, and dominate offensively and defensively, and, you know, be a contender as a top 10 team.
The interstate battle between Steve Spurrier's South Carolina squad and Larry Fedora's North Carolina team commences tomorrow night on ESPN at 6 p.m. Our coverage on WCHL begins, as always, 3 hours before kickoff time with Countdown to Kickoff. We'll have Countdown to Kickoff from 3 to 4, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee from 4 to 5, and then we'll join the Tar Heel Network at 5 o'clock, and they'll have their own hour-long pregame show, and we'll have coverage throughout the night here on WCHL. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website at chapelbro.com. Eric Ebron has the strength to block up front for Carolina. He's an outstanding player in the Carolina lineup, 6'4 junior tight end. We'll have more on him next sportscast, 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LifeLock, relentlessly protecting your identity. Use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Just type in Osgood at LifeLock.com. This is Charles Osgood. It was 50 years ago that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made his immortal I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. Among those on the platform with him, says our CBS colleague James Brown, was George Raveling.
Raveling was a 26-year-old former college basketball star who, as a last-minute volunteer, had a coveted spot near the podium.
I was to the left of Dr. King, I would suggest probably 7 or 8 security people away.
Yet when the speech was over, Raveling walked away with the original manuscript and owns it still.
That's right. George Raveling was handed one of the greatest speeches in American history by Martin Luther King himself.
The story after this. You don't want to learn about identity theft the hard way, as Don did. His dream of owning a home was crushed. He became a victim of identity theft and didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous and confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Identity theft has become so complex that you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me of why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. 1-800-838-8040. That's 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
George Raveling is 76 now, but he remembers this speech vividly and what happened when it was over.
Thank God Almighty! We'll see it.
People started to stand, and I walked over, and he was just folding the paper, and I said, Dr. King, can I have that copy of the speech? He turned and handed it to me, and it happened that quick.
He's been offered as much as $3.5 million for it, but Raveling won't sell. He considers himself as its guardian. The typed manuscript runs only 3 pages, says James Brown.
The speech looks none the worse for wear, but the irony is that the words, I have a dream, are nowhere to be found.
It doesn't have a title. It's not identified as I have a dream.
And I know it's just an asterisk here on the copy of the speech.
Well, and this is where we now go into the ad-lib part of the I have a dream speech.
I have a dream.
It's true. Those famous words were ad-libbed, turning a planned 4-minute speech into a 16-minute historic address.
There was someone else on that platform who caused it to happen, as we'll tell you on our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Announcing Chapel Hill's newest eatery, Carolina 1663. Carolina 1663 serves contemporary Southern cuisine featuring old favorites with a modern approach. You'll love the farm-to-table locally sourced produce, dairy, and meats. And be sure to top it all off with one of our innovative desserts, 100% house-made. Carolina 1663, located next to the Sheraton Chapel Hill just off of Fordham Boulevard. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the full bar lounge at Carolina 1663, contemporary Southern cuisine.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast. It's brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack tonight. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. It's 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 68 in Carrboro, also 68 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for this afternoon. At least a 40% chance. Our high today in the upper 80s. Kind of a muggy day. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low tonight in the low 70s. Chance of rain is 50% this evening. And then tomorrow, we'll look at your partly sunny skies. Only a 20% chance of rain and the high in the middle 80s. Hopefully the rains will hold off for all the festivities scheduled for downtown Chapel Hill tonight starting at 5:30.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Diplomacy before direct confrontation with Syria. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We have reached the most serious moment in this conflict. The latest escalation has caused horrendous casualties.
Lakhdar Brahimi, the UN Special Envoy to Syria, says evidence suggests some chemical substance was used in the suburban Damascus attack last week. British Prime Minister David Cameron says a UN resolution has been crafted condemning chemical weapons used by Syrian forces. Still, says Amy Smithson, senior fellow at the Center for Nonproliferation Studies.
The Obama administration, along with Prime Minister Cameron, would like more
partners from the international community involved in this response.
On the Turkish border with Syria, correspondent Holly Williams.
Senior members of the Syrian opposition told us they have given the U.S. details about possible targets, but we don't know how the U.S. is treating that information.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The North Carolina NAACP is taking the Dream Home Rally, an event to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. It's happening today starting at 5:30 p.m. in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street downtown. Speakers include former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, lawyer Ty Hunter, and Paige Johnson of Planned Parenthood. Similar events are going on simultaneously in the state's 12 other congressional districts. The rallies are also a continuation of this summer's Moral Monday protest in Raleigh, which resulted in more than 900 people being arrested at the North Carolina General Assembly. A lot of those people from right here in Orange County. Thousands gathered then, and Taking the Dream Home organizers hope that same energy will carry over to today's event in Chapel Hill. If you'd like more information about the rally in Chapel Hill, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL's Rachel Nash will be at Peace and Justice Plaza today. She'll have a full recap for you tomorrow on the WCHL Morning News. President Barack Obama will join former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton at the Lincoln Memorial today to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. President Obama says he considers the 1963 March and the Martin Luther King Jr. I Have a Dream speech a seminal event. He says the anniversary is a good time to reflect on how far the country has come and how far the country still has to go. We'll bring you President Obama's remarks today live in the 3 p.m. hour. And joining us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Senator Kay Hagan will join us to talk about the March on Washington as well as North Carolina's new voting law. As the country, the state, and the region pull slowly out of recession, the state of our community is strong, but still could stand to get stronger, particularly when it comes to housing. That was a takeaway from the Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce's 6th Annual State of the Community Report, delivered at the Friday Center yesterday morning by Chamber President Aaron Nelson. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Strong, well-educated workforce, increasingly diverse. Our economy and community are resilient. We were late into this recession. We were first out, and many of those indicators look good.
Generally speaking, Orange County ranks among the best in the state in most indicators of social well-being, from educational achievement to the crime rate to public health. Fittingly, though, for a region so often concerned about its perceived status as a bedroom community, many of the more worrying statistics relate to movement. Here again, Aaron Nelson.
We are growing. We will still grow. We've got to figure out where those folks are going to live.
Orange County's population in 2012 was just shy of 138,000. That's up 22,000 from the turn of the century. And by 2025, Orange County is projected to add another 30,000 residents, for a total of more than 166,000.
166,000, y'all, by the time we get to 2025. 2025 now is only 12 years away. That's a lot of folks. Let me give you some perspective. 140 West Franklin, downtown, the big tall thing, that holds 300 people. I just said 30,000.
And the local housing market is struggling to keep up, a fact that's contributing to the already high cost of renting and buying homes. More than half of all housing units in Chapel Hill are occupied by renters. In Carrboro, it's more than 60%, and affordable housing remains persistently scarce. More than half of all renters in Orange County now pay more than 35% of their income in rent, well above the affordability threshold. Nelson says it's all to do with supply and demand.
Rental market is growing, but the lack of supply is driving rate. A huge increase in those rates. These folks are moving into our community and putting pressure.
And the cost of home ownership remains elevated as well. Nelson says the average closing price for an Orange County home has dropped slightly from its peak in 2010. It's now about $319,000, down from $330,000. But that's still far pricier than an average home in our neighboring counties, and it's not just because the houses are bigger.
The price per square foot in our market is dramatically higher. $134 a square foot. Y'all, in Chapel Hill city limits, it's $180 a square foot. That is, in my editorial comment, a supply challenge, because folks are able to build it in Durham for $93 a square foot.
Compounding the housing crunch, of course, is the demand coming from UNC. Of the 29,000-plus students at UNC Chapel Hill, 63% live off-campus, more than 18,000 in total, all seeking housing in and around Orange County. That's already caused some controversy in the North Side and Pine Knolls neighborhoods, both very near campus, where town officials have had to step in to address parking concerns, and longtime residents have been driven out by the rising cost of housing and the resulting property tax hike that came with the increased demand. But Nelson says it could be worse. In fact, 55% of UNC's undergrads live on campus, a far higher percentage than many of UNC's peer institutions. At Indiana University, for instance, in the Chapel Hill-esque town of Bloomington, only 40% of undergrads live on campus. And there are also several housing projects currently in the works near downtown that are specifically geared for students, a development that Nelson says will also go a long way toward alleviating the problem of affordable workforce housing as well.
My view, the greatest growth of workforce housing, workforce rental, has been new student rental. If you go back in time and you take a look at all the apartments that were student apartments in the late 1990s, early 2000s, when new student housing got built, students moved to that, and what was backfilled into the old student housing was workforce housing.
Still, with 30,000 more residents projected to move into Orange County in the next 12 years, the housing crunch is not likely to go away anytime soon. And Nelson says that'll be the case across the entire triangle, where 500,000 more residents are expected to flock in by 2025. We'll have more from the Chamber State of the Community report throughout the week, but you can see the entire presentation for yourself right now by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Counties west of the Triangle were hit hard by pertussis, or whooping cough, just before the start of the school year, and local officials are taking steps now to keep your children safe. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Children younger than a year old, according to the statistics, about half of those children will end up in the hospital. And out of those that end up in the hospital, 1-2% will die.
That's Orange County Community Health Services Supervisor Judy Butler with statistics regarding those who catch whooping cough. She says it can be severe for others as well, but the biggest concern is for babies, especially those younger than 2 months, because they are unable to receive the vaccine. Last week, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services approved free whooping cough vaccines for the three affected counties, Davidson, Forsyth, and Rockingham. In mid-August, more than 325 cases were reported across the three counties. Butler says that hasn't changed the process in which vaccines are given in Orange County.
If a child is 18 or younger, they may qualify for free vaccine. There's a list of qualifications, with one of those being children who have no insurance, then the vaccine is free. But for adults, unless they are pregnant, there is a charge for the vaccine.
You can consult your doctor or the Orange County Health Department for more information on eligibility. Butler says the Orange County Health Department offers and promotes DTaP and Tdap vaccinations year-round.
We technically give more right now because it's a requirement for kindergarten entry and it's a requirement for sixth grade entry. So we actually give more doses this time of year. But we really push it all year.
Last year, there were 23 cases of whooping cough in Orange County. It's not as simple as just treating the confirmed cases. Butler says 367 people who came in contact with those 23 affected had to be contacted and checked. Butler says whooping cough can be hard to detect because it starts as just a cold.
Which is a pain because we can't assume everybody with a cold has pertussis. But when it develops into a cough that persists for 2 weeks or longer, or becomes severe, especially in younger children, they may have what they call fits of coughing, where they cough, 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 and then finally breathe in. And sometimes with that inspiration, there is almost a whooping sound.
Statewide, officials are urging people to get vaccinated, even though there may not be reports in your county. For more information on whooping cough or the Orange County Health Department, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. Starting Saturday, you're going to have more options for visiting your local library. The first phase of the Chapel Hill Public Library's hour extension takes place this weekend, where the day hours are extended from 1 until 5 p.m. both days to 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Saturday and 12 noon to 6 on Sunday. The six-hour increase takes the library up to 60 hours a week, which is still 4 hours short of its total before the library facility was upgraded to its current state. The last phase of the increase of hours is to take place in the near future after the library staff meets to create a plan. For a list of the library's hours and more information, you can view this news around town story along with all the others on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 641. Alan Colton has today's commentary. That's up next, followed by Inside Carolina Football. on WCHL.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you'll have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Summer might be winding down, but we're only getting started with our great giveaways on WCHL. August is officially Gift Card Mania Month. Every weekday, I'll be giving away gift cards valued at anywhere from $25 to $100 from great area restaurants, including 411 West, Bunn's, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Spanky, Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, and more. This is Ron Stutz. You can enter by visiting WCHL's Facebook contest page during the month of August. Good luck, and make sure you enter WCHL's Gift Card Mania.
Sometime next hour, I'll be drawing the name of another winner. Then we'll only have two after that, tomorrow and the next day. Still time to get registered. Go to WCHL's Facebook contest page. 6:43 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Alan Colton. Our resourceful Congressman David Price deserves our admiration. Mark Twain once said that if a congressman is not a millionaire by his second term, then he's just an idiot. David Price is a pretty smart guy. It turns out congressmen don't have to abide by the Obamacare law that they wrote, even though the law they wrote requires them to. Just last week, Obama stepped in and changed the law to give Congress back their goodies, notably a 75% government subsidy to pay for David Price's health care insurance. Even though Price makes $170,000 a year, David Price probably agrees with the ancient political axiom that the president ought to be able to rewrite laws to help out his buds. Man is born with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of mutual back-scratching. I wouldn't be surprised if David Price were on food stamps. $170,000 a year just doesn't go that far in the grocery store these days. David, if I may, there's a Walmart south of Chapel Hill. I'm just saying, in this economy, Obama's economy, you can't be too frugal or too cheap or too self-serving or too hypocritical. You got to do what you got to do, man. The law be damned. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
A quick look at the Tar Heels depth chart for tomorrow night's South Carolina game shows 31 freshmen, redshirt freshmen, or sophomores listed in the two deep. Considerable youth, but head coach Larry Fedora and his staff prepared for that youth starting last season.
We understood that we were probably going to be young this year, and so last year we did everything we possibly could in that redshirt year to get those guys ready for, you know, for the future. We were 2 days a week with all those redshirt guys last year that we were actually scrimmaging them live every week. The plan was to put those guys into situations throughout the season last year, 2 days a week, where they got a lot of reps, and then the coaches were focused on them at that time during the season.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
One area where the Tar Heels are relatively experienced is in the defensive backfield, where the hope is that experience will equal improved and more consistent play from the corners and safety.
Trey, Darren Rankin, Tim Scott, and Jabari, I mean, all those guys have had multiple reps for us. So that makes you feel a little bit better going into the game because you know how they're going to perform. They're not going to be big-eyed and overwhelmed by things. They're going to go out there and they're going to be calm and they're going to play ball.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
I just can't wait. Kickoff time tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Our coverage tomorrow begins at 3 o'clock with Countdown to Kickoff on WCHL, North Carolina versus South Carolina. 6:48 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Ellie Kinnaird.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Lease the 2013 BMW 320i for $319 per month. That's luxury and ultimate driving for $319 per month, delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $3,687 to its signing. Includes $500 loyalty cash and excludes tax tag and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $34,250. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It's one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam. How you doing?
How are you?
You all right? Hang on a second. Had a problem with your microphone this morning. All right, now that's better.
Now good morning.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wow. Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be seen.
You look good.
Thank you. I feel good.
Got a smile on your face and all that kind of thing. I guess you're just as excited about Carolina football season as I am.
I really am, actually. I can't believe it's here already, but very excited to see this kick off. And it should be a good game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Really, really should.
Hope so.
There's a lot of different conversations going on about it as far as who's going to take the victory, but regardless, I think it's going to be an exciting game.
I'm ready to get this thing going.
Definitely.
And also, it's another big news day, so I know that gets excited, too.
Well, that's just every day. So it is exciting, that's for sure, but I'm used to it now.
Big post-moral Monday celebration downtown today.
That's right.
Or I should call it a rally, not necessarily a celebration. That's
right.
Happening starting at 5:30, Peace and Justice Plaza.
Peace and Justice Plaza is going to be very busy tonight.
Yes, it is.
Lots going on there right after the Senate talks, mm-hmm. the information session. So We'll have full coverage of both of those events coming up tonight, and you can find those tomorrow morning on the WCHL Morning News.
Of course. And what's happening with traffic?
Well, traffic right now is moving smoothly. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. We saw some slowdowns yesterday due to a few accidents out on the roadways. People trying to get to work in a hurry, but right now things are moving smoothly. We'll let you know if anything changes, and if you see anything that you feel needs reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can always tweet us at WCHL, and as always, we ask that you do that very safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef, piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. It's 69 degrees, partly sunny today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for this afternoon, a 40% chance of rain, in fact. High today in the upper 80s, kind of a muggy day. Tonight, 50-50 chance of rain with a low in the low 70s, and then tomorrow a little better, partly sunny, only a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow about 85 degrees. It is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We've got a whole bunch of them this morning. We'll start with actor Ken Jenkins, 73 years old today. Actor David Soul is 70. He was on Starsky and Hutch. Major League Baseball manager Lou Piniella, 70 years old today. Actress Barbara Bach, 67 years old today. As far as I know, she's still married to Ringo Starr. Actress Deborah Mooney, 66. Wayne Osmond of the Osmond Brothers, 62. Actor Daniel Stern turns 56. Olympic gold medal figure skater Scott Hamilton is 55 years old today. Actress Emma Sams, 53. Actress Jennifer Coolidge, 52 years old today. Let's see here. Actor Jack Black turns 44. Actor Jason Priestley, also 44. Olympic gold medal swimmer Janet Evans, 42. Years old today. Actress Carly Pope is 33. Country singer Leanne Rimes, 31. Rock singer Florence Welch of Florence and Machine turns 27 years old today. And actor Kyle Massey is 22. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, including town council member Gene Peace, Jocelyn Fina, Betty Sonner, Kim Upton, Dean Huber, Patricia Stamper, Nicole Humphrey, Charles Rupp-Calvis, Heather Stover, Georgia Allen, Maura Wegener. Fran Gualtieri has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Lance White, musician, all-around good guy. And let me just predict right away that Lance is going to have too much fun on his birthday. And Lance will get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Congratulations, Lance. I hope it is a great birthday for you, big guy.
97.9 FM, WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. Freddie Kiger's here. How you doing?
It's all good. You recovered from vacation?
Oh, man, barely. Still, even a couple of days into the week here.
Have you recovered from the way the airlines treated you?
No.
Me too.
You know, if it weren't for that,
me too,
it would be great. But
anytime
you fly any distance at all, you know, it's like
cattle stuff.
We spent close to 24 hours either in the airport or on a plane.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, just trying to get back from Oregon.
That's
crazy. I know you had a similar situation.
Yeah.
You were out in the same part of the country, same time.
Yeah, we were out there in the same neck of the woods. I mean, we were going out of Seattle when you were just driving in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of crazy.
We just barely missed each other, but you had a great experience with the airlines, too, I'm assuming.
They don't care. They don't care.
Oh, boy. Well.
Yeah, okay, enough of that. Hey, we got back, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
Zach's good, right?
Yeah, he's good. Doing really well.
Good.
And I'm glad you managed to get through your vacation, have a good time.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. It was active.
Nothing.
20 miles of kayaking over to the course of 2 days, and the same number of orcas seen as a donut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
I know. I was disappointed for Karen.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
You did your best.
Well, we were out there. Well, probably it means we'll be going back.
Yeah.
Olympic National is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Beautiful part of the country,
too,
isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, back in Chapel Hill now.
Yes!
And you got a trivia question, I guess.
Yes, the months alphabetized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The months alphabetized.
Okay.
Whatever. Got to be quick here.
All right.
Quicker than I did with my elocution.
Yeah.
Which of the 12 months is first alphabetically?
Okay. Just a really quick question.
Which month falls first alphabetically?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
For the last 17 years, Ellie Kinnaird has represented Orange County in the North Carolina Senate. She's today's WCHL hometown hero. You have decided to resign your seat in the Senate, but I know that you're awfully excited about what you're going to do next.
I wake up every morning with a spring in my step. It's been the first time in 26 years that I have not been an elected official, and while I enjoyed it immensely, I'm pleased to be embarking on another project that has tremendous enthusiasm. I have received 600 emails, calls, and letters, people saying, how can I help with the voter ID project? We have to figure out how we can get everybody to work on this project, and then I think that we have probably one of the biggest grassroots efforts that we've had for years.
You have been a public servant for a long time. The last couple of years have probably been the most frustrating for you, as you've seen people working against you and even undoing some of the things that you had worked hard to accomplish.
That they did. They undid about 17 years worth of my work, one by one, dismantle them. But, you know, I'm not the only one, obviously, who's very concerned. There are many, many people who feel that we need to turn things around and stop this dismantling of all the things that people really felt was what their state and what they wanted people to do.
Before she was the senator, Ellie Kinnaird was mayor of Carrboro. What motivated you in the first place to run for mayor in Carrboro?
I was an accidental candidate. Those of us who were very concerned over the environmental effects of a very dense development in the watershed had attended meetings, and they still went ahead and approved that. And so there were people who had a slate that they wanted to try to turn over the board of aldermen, and they were looking for someone to be the mayor. And I was the one with least good reason not to run, so I said, okay. And then everybody went out and worked like crazy, and I went door to door, and I was very surprised when I woke up the next day and I had been elected.
Ellie Kinnaird has always enjoyed helping others.
People who need help or who want to help has meant a tremendous amount to me, and seeing our community in action is very satisfying and gratifying.
You're going to be working full-time in this effort to get out the vote and make sure everybody is a registered vote and everybody has a proper ID. Is that going to be enough to keep you going?
I have lots of energy, and believe me, this is going to take every ounce. So that maybe at the end of it, I'll just be able to retire.
Ellie Kinnaird, former mayor of Carrboro, now resident of Chapel Hill, and former senator. Thank you for your public service. Ellie, you are today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile. No matter the brand, we promise.
Thanks for all the phone calls this morning. I could not get to all of them. Phone's going crazy. Really easy question. What is the first month alphabetically? And the answer, very quick one, April. And the very first caller to get in here was Debbie LeMay. Congratulations, Debbie. Debbie gets a Swamp Trivia Prize with one of our previous winners and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Always good to hear from you, Debbie. Have a great day. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. It is 69 degrees right now. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for this afternoon. 40% chance of that anyway. Our high today, about 88. Kind of a muggy day.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.